listening to Nutzel Live from Astroy G, saying Klaatu Varada Nick. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy, Mike the Ghoul, saying, don't read from the Book of the Dead. What is wrong with you?
That's a fair point. We are discussing Evil Dead Burn, which had both a teaser trailer and then a trailer come out in quick succession very recently. And it is a very Evil Dead movie. And it's funny to discuss this right after we discussed Resident Evil's new trailer. Because that one we got on for the fact that it uses the name without using much of the lore. And then it occurs to me that all you got to do for Evil Dead is throw in a book and some deadites, and suddenly you've got an Evil Dead movie. And it doesn't even matter if it pays attention to anything that happened before. There's a double standard there, and I feel okay with it.
The thing with that is, like, the deadites from Evil Dead, the way they are, they have this vibe to them that just play across many kinds of movie feels. Like,
very
Resident
different
Evil
movies
feels
too.
Yeah, Resident Evil feels a certain way.
yeah, it does. It does. And it's the thing of the movie set up with Sam Raimi in directing never really figured out their tone. They went from gross out splatstick horror to more comedic horror to just straight comedy, fantasy, action. And then we got like the Evil Dead reboot from 2013 that was really disgusting horror. Like that was a painful movie to watch at times. Then you got Ash versus Evil Dead, which was another comedic horror camp thing, followed up by Evil Dead Rise, which was kind of somewhere in the middle. Like the franchise has no specific identity, and it's kind of what I love about it.
Yeah, it's hard to fuck up when you do that, right?
Like you're just throwing a deadite in a book and then make something painfully horrifying, but you can do comedy, you can do real horror. Evil Dead Rise, in my opinion, is the current platonic ideal for an Evil Dead movie because it did all of it. It wavered between straight horror to comedic, and it just kind of like did whatever it wanted, and it was a great time.
Yeah, agreed.
So this one looks like it's going to be more like the 2013 Evil Dead. It looks less funny and much more horror.
From the trailer, there's a little bit of other kind of like comedy you get in horror where like she takes the shot of the wax and everything just to like creep people out. You can classify that as some kind of comedy, but the comedy that we got in the other ones, you didn't get that vibe here at all. This feels more serious, which I'm interested to see, honestly.
It's different. Different director, different writer, different concept. I'm not opposed to any of it, bear in mind. We don't really see a lot of it besides a family is in a house and they're trying to figure out the drama in their family and then deadites show up after someone reads from a book. Like, it's the most bare bones Evil Dead concept you can get, and that's exactly what it needs to be. You nailed it on the head. Stop reading from the book, people. If you find a creepy book, please stop reading it.
And they reference that even in the trailer. Like, Grandpa said not to read from the Book of the Dead. Like,
you were warned!
Why do you have that to begin with, though?
Right? Why didn't Grandpa just take the book and get rid of it? Like, Grandpa, come on!
Yeah. Grandpa told us not to read from the book and then just left it there for us to read. Like, what the fuck?
Grandpa should have told us to bury the book with him and never look at it again, you know? Yeah.
I don't know. He told me to go play in traffic, and I listened, I guess. I don't know. I got you this time.
You did.
I got you this time.
That was good. That is accurate in that respect. Yeah. It does raise the question of how many of these fucking books are out there. It was supposed to be just one evil book from ancient Sumeria, and now we've got a whole library of them. Did they just keep printing these things over time? The Gutenberg printing press came out, and they're like, you know what we should make? Books bound in flesh, you know?
Yeah. More of these. You know, papyrus is expensive. Slaves are not. Good God, man.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of these books flying around. Now, of course, we have to acknowledge the fact that none of these movies say they're in any kind of continuity. I mean, even the original Evil Dead trilogy has only a loose continuity that it keeps rebooting every time it goes to the next one. We don't need to pretend that any of these have a continuity and that Evil Dead Burn is related to Evil Dead Rise in any respect. Who cares how many books there are? As far as each movie is concerned, there's only the one. It's just, it's funny. Because these people keep doing this. But it is interesting because we've got a whole fuck ton of demons showing up again to go kill people. And I'm on board for that.
I am. They don't give you a whole lot in this, but like you definitely feel like something's already fucked up with the family. You hear the mother or the grandmother talking about something, and they kind of give away a little bit of the kills here and there. Even that, like when she walks in, she takes the seat out of her neck, like that was pretty messed up.
That was gross. I liked it.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
The original movies didn't really have much in the way of plot. People went to a cabin that got attacked by demons. And then people are still at the cabin and they get attacked by demons. Army of Darkness has the most plot, and it's also in some ways the least Evil Dead of all of them, honestly. But then like the later ones added a little bit of plot to try and explain why the people are at the cabin or why the people are in an apartment building. But plot is insubstantial when it comes to an Evil Dead movie. At a certain point, Deadites show up, and who cares what the story was up to that point? Now we just have to survive some monsters while we get various gross-out scenes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So
I'm fine with
this
that.
Feels, yeah, it is. And it feels like it's going to be pretty gory. It feels like there's going to be maybe some surprise deaths here and there. Like, I can't tell who's going to make it yet, which is nice.
Yeah, we don't even have a clear grasp of who the real protagonist is yet.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see. Evil Dead can get away with a little bit more of their kind of flair with using the name than some of these other franchise names can. So this could be a bad kind of Evil Dead movie and still be a good movie, I guess.
Still watchable. So, yeah.
So we'll see. I don't necessarily think the Resident Evil movie, if that's like not a good movie, I don't think that might even be like a good movie to watch on the side kind of thing, you know? Well,
and that's a fair point. There's never been a truly bad Evil Dead movie because these movies don't really have a bar for what means bad. When the first three movies are just cheesy fun in their own different ways, you really don't have a high bar you have to get over. You just need to throw some monsters out there and have some good action. There's a box for Evil Dead, and it's not a very tight box, but as long as you live within that box and just do Deadites come and kill people, who cares?
Exactly. You know, when you use a name, you got to usually stay in the lane of the name.
Yeah.
Evil Dead, you got a box truck here. You got some room to move.
You can do pretty much anything you want as long as there's a book and some Deadites, and then you're good. They have another one that's in production. I think it's an animated one that's coming out later, and you're like, an animated Evil Dead. If they did that for any other franchise, I would hate it. But you know what? It's Evil Dead. I have no problem with this.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, I think. And they can get away with, I think, a little bit more even in animation than they can in live action to some degree.
Oh, yeah.
So that could be kind of cool.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think this is going to be an interesting one. I'm on board because it's Evil Dead. I'll watch any of those in the theater just for the hell of it. This one looks interesting and weird and gory, and that's all I need.
Yeah, that's it. You know, sold me just enough. You gave me, just don't let me get there and you showed the best parts in the trailer.
Yeah, no. And actually tell an Evil Dead story instead of dressing it up like something else, like the fucking Mummy.
Ugh, oh my God, that piece of shit movie.
Angry at that movie for weeks. I'm telling you right now.
I would rather watch the Tom Cruise version of The Mummy than watch that one again.
I'm with you on that.
And that feels so bad.
I know. I'd just rather watch a real Evil Dead movie than that. So we're good on that front. Look at that.
Completely.
That movie comes out and then Evil Dead comes over. It's like, you don't even have to hold my beer. I can do this in my sleep.
Yep.
This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G going groovy. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Hey, your buddy Mike the Ghoul here. Going to go fit his chainsaw hand and do some yard work.
We need
before
that.
It gets too dark.
We always got to have a chainsaw hand. We will see you all next time.